Welcome back in, Jaron the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Ryan Porth alongside the GM, Floyd Reese. As the Nashville Predators and Mayor David Bradley's administration have come to a new 30-year lease agreement to keep the Preds at Bridgestone Arena through 2049. It is expected to become official next month at the Sports Authority meeting. And joining us now is Mayor David Bradley. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us. Always good to get you on our airwaves. I've seen you call this a great moment for the city. How would you expound upon that as to why this is a great moment for the city?
Well, the Preds have become a great partner in our city and an integral piece in terms of building the community. And so we're now on the brink of having a 30-year commitment between the city and the Preds. That is going to give the Preds a chance to invest in the arena and make it the world-class place, and also take the taxpayers' burden off the list of things we have to worry about. And so I think it's a hallmark moment. You know, the city under Mayor Dean and under Mayor Bradison made some significant investments that had some risk to them to keep the Predators here and to bring them here in the first place. And so This deal for the city is a moment where we can say we made good decisions. We made good investments because at this point we've got a team that's going to be here and not be needing a taxpayer subsidy, and also have a great facility in the core of the city. So that to me seems like a pretty good win.
You mentioned how the Preds like to invest in the arena, and they can continue to do so under this new lease agreement led by President and CEO Sean Henry. The Preds are always investing in their arena. They're always investing in the product, the fan base, the community as a whole. And you can't say that about every team. Did that factor from the franchise itself perhaps make this lease renewal / proposal easier to come to an agreement on?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's not just at the arena, right? You know, they're investing out in Antioch with the facility out there, and then we're building a new one in Bellevue that's going to be part of the overall enterprise of the Preds here in Middle Tennessee. And so the 30-year deal really gives the Predators the opportunity to invest at a different level, where it might take you a little bit longer time to recoup your investment. That's why the longer term is really important to both the Preds and the city, that they can go make some bigger investments in that facility. I think they would admit that they've made it, they kept it looking good with some paint and such, and they'd like to make some more significant financial investments to really bring the level of the arena up without building a new one. And so, yeah, I mean, the Preds are great partners in the city.
Mayor David Bradley here with us on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Mayor, you mentioned the impact on the taxpayers. Can you kind of go into detail what that aspect of this agreement means for the taxpayers?
Sure. So, you know, for folks who haven't been around for a while, you might not know that Nashville almost lost the Preds back, you know, a little bit more than, I guess, around 10 years ago, more or less. And so in order for them to stay, we needed to enter into an arrangement where we gave them a little bit of a financial subsidy for some period of time. That has been, I think, most recently around $3.5 million a year. And this agreement eliminates that. So the taxpayers won't be providing a financial subsidy to the team anymore. And it was a good investment, I think, because I think everybody agrees the Preds have become an important part of the community. And we were able to save them by investing, and now that's paid off, and we'll no longer have that financial subsidy every year.
Mayor, it appears the sportscape in Nashville is skyrocketing. I'm wondering, I love the long-term effect of this agreement. I mean, 30 years is fantastic. A great partner for the city, and the city has been a great partner for the Preds. I'm hearing you hear all kinds of talk about NASCAR and racetracks and baseball and all of these different things coming in. And I wonder if I need to be getting concerned about the effect it might have on teams that are already here, you know, if we're almost too eager to bring all of these people in immediately.
Right. Well, I think you're right to think about that. And the Preds' success and this agreement shouldn't in any way overlook the fact that we just had the NFL draft entirely because of our partners in the Titans. And so the next step for the city in terms of looking at facilities is going to be the Nissan Stadium. And so for a couple of reasons. One, the lease has not got that many years left in it. It's, you know, still maybe close to 10 years. But we've also got this issue of the World Cup game potentially coming in 2026, and that's pretty quick. So we've already started talking to the Titans about the lease so that we could sort of lay out a framework to how to approach it. And that's next on my list. We've got the MLS stadium that is underway, and we got to get that built and get that up and running. And so I sort of see those two things as being the next two things. It's great to be considered for MLB. I don't even think they've announced an expansion yet. So we'll wait for that to happen before we start having any more serious conversations about exactly where Nashville would fit into that. And then NASCAR, I mean, I think I've made it pretty clear to the NASCAR guys from North Carolina that they need to try and work it out with the MLS owners here in Nashville about some way to mutually utilize that facility over there, the fairgrounds over there. And if they can get something worked out, then I think that'll be great and we can add that to the mix. But at this point in time, we've got a full plate and we're going to try and take care of what's on our plate first.
You mentioned the draft earlier, and by all measures, it appears the draft was a huge success, and Nashville was a huge success. Do you see that, the impact of that on the sports scope in any sport, anywhere in the country, having a dramatic effect on maybe the appeal of Nashville to sports that maybe we haven't even talked to yet?
Well, I think my sense is that we demonstrated that we can put on essentially the biggest event in sports, period. No matter how big it is, we can pull it off, except maybe the Olympics. And so I think what it does to us is it moves us up the list when it comes to the World Cup. I think that's probably the most, and I'm just speculating, but I think it probably moved us up the list in terms of our rank in terms of getting a game in 2026. And so I think that's all it really does that we know concretely. But, you know, if Major League Baseball decides to expand, I'm sure we'll be on the short list for that, just because we are a good sports town and we're growing and young, and the market that every sports franchise is looking to do business with and partner with and have fans. So,
Mayor David Briley on with us here, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Mayor, final thing for you. You mentioned how one of the more important next steps in terms of stadium/arenas in this city is figuring out Nissan Stadium and what the Titans would like to do with renovations there. And we've heard the Titans be vocal about wanting to renovate and not build a brand new stadium that is going to cost a whole lot more than actually renovating. What have those discussions been like between you and the Tennessee Titans, and where do those discussions stand, and is that now on the front burner now that this is done with Bridgestone Arena?
Well, it's not quite yet on the front burner, but we have met with the Titans and talked about the lay of the land when it comes to the current contract and its extension, and then about the land surrounding the stadium over there. I think if you look at stadiums around the country, you're starting to see less and less of that surface level parking and more residential, commercial, retail development in the area around it. And so we've started just to have some pretty open-ended conversations about what's going on other places, what the terms of the lease are, and how we might go about approaching it going forward. But that's about as far as we've made it. I will say that getting to know Amy Adams Strunk through the draft, and it has been great. And she is certainly a great asset to the city of Nashville, and we I'm confident we'll be able to work out something that is a win for both the city and the Titans in the long run.
Mayor David Briley has been our guest here on Jared and the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Mayor, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds great.
Congratulations, Mayor.
Mayor David Briley here with us on ESPN 102.5 The Game.